Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome in to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, and the Keystone Sports app. Dustin Hockensmith, Greg Pickle back here again for the first time. You'll be hearing him in, 3 weeks now? So
it's been a while.
Long overdue. I know I tire of your voice sometimes, so it's good to have an opportunity to miss you once in a while.
Absolutely.
Come to you, as always, from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Talking Penn State football. Looking at the news from the weekend going into this past week, the Tommy Stevens news. A big recruiting weekend on campus. Not a commitment to show for it, but seems like some good progress with some key guys. So we'll get into all that. We're going to continue our player profile series, working our way down Penn State's roster, looking at what these guys are going to do this season, what we expect from them in the future, looking back a little bit at their recruitment as well. We're going to do back-to-back segments number 2 and 3 on those, and then Ask Greg, as always, will be our fourth and final quarter. Greg will be back to answer your questions, your Penn State football questions. So we will get to all that coming up. Got a good show. First, I wanted to get your thoughts, Greg. Just Tommy Stevens to Mississippi State. Not a big surprise, but when you saw the list of visits that he was going to take, there looked to be others that seemed to be a little bit more fitting, but the Joe Moorhead factor down there, and I thought it was funny. Tommy Stevens makes this announcement, Mississippi State makes it official, and Joe Moorhead's quote is essentially, Tommy's going to have a chance to come in here and compete for the job.
Right.
So we knew nothing was guaranteed, but going into Mississippi State, which I'll be honest, I don't know much about their quarterback situation with Nick Fitzgerald gone, but it seems like a good opportunity for Tommy to win the job.
See, I don't know if it is, though. I mean, they had two guys they really seem to like down there, and then they bring in the third option, besides Tommy, who would be the fourth, but Garrett Schrader, who longtime listeners of KSN will remember him because he was a guy that was down to Penn State and Mississippi State, North Carolina kid, if I'm not mistaken. And he committed to Joe Moorhead and actually enrolled for, spring drill. So when you look at, the quarterback picture down there, it might be even murkier than what Penn State has. So they have I'm not sure if it's Keaton Thomas, the junior quarterback for the Bulldogs. I think who many thinks will be the presumed starter, unless it's Tommy Stevens. They have another guy, Jalen Maiden, a freshman who was a halfway decent recruit back in his day as a redshirt freshman. So then you have Schrader. So this is kind of a four-man race for the job. And don't get me wrong, Joe Moorhead's past experience with Tommy Stevens certainly is going to help in this regard. And I don't think Tommy would go there if he didn't feel pretty darn good about having a chance to play and be the starter. But it just seems like if Sean Clifford was that far ahead of Tommy Stevens that he didn't feel comfortable enough being pretty certain he was going to win the job, how is he not at least that much behind the guys already on campus at Mississippi State and not further? So that's why I was wrong. I mean, I thought Illinois was the likely landing spot, and I thought Miami of Ohio was number two. Kentucky obviously was out of the picture once it landed another grad transfer quarterback. So I guess there's a lot of people that were out there kind of thinking, yeah, of course he went to Mississippi State with Joe Moorhead, and I get that, but the circumstances just don't necessarily line up the way you think they would.
Yeah, it's interesting. So you look at Thompson, the quarterback you mentioned, who's got the most experience on their roster there. He's 6'4", 225. He's roughly the same dimensions as Tommy Stevens. He's a former four-star recruit. Garrett Schrader, that's a kid we monitored pretty closely because when Moorhead was still at Penn State, I thought Penn State had a pretty decent shot of landing him. So you have some four-star firepower there. And I guess my first thought is, as you look at this competition, which it seems to be a genuine competition, is, I don't think at Penn State it was necessarily needing to compete. I think it was an expectation thing.
Right.
And maybe his expectations were off. Maybe James Franklin fueled those bad expectations. Maybe, Tommy Stevens just sort of expected that he sacrificed a good bit. He could have transferred and he could have had a much more open window to transition to a new school, get acclimated, win the job for at least a year, if not 2 years. So now he's in this tight spot. I think there were just some hard feelings, and I'm not sure what all could have gone into avoiding those between Penn State and Tommy Stevens. Certainly in that situation, you know, James Franklin went above and beyond to praise Tommy Stevens and all that. And I think there was just an inherent expectation on Tommy's end that this was going to be his job. He had paid his dues. It was his time to start at quarterback. And then finding out coming out of spring, again, they seem to be chapped a little bit by hearing James Franklin say it's going to be an open competition in a press conference setting when it seems like maybe that conversation hadn't really been had. Right. That was the impression I got too. So there was just all kinds of reasons, I guess, for the split, but there was no perfect option out there for Tommy Stevens. There really aren't going to be any when you're trying to leave one school in May with 1 year of eligibility left, find a situation where you are confident you can be the starter, that they're in the market for a starter, and here we are where nothing is going to be guaranteed. But I would call Tommy maybe the slight favorite over these guys to start. But the problem, Greg, is that we don't know much about, like, Joe Moorhead and James Franklin will know a lot about Tommy Stevens behind the scenes, but right. We don't know how he's going to respond in a game situation, especially with LSU and Alabama breathing down his neck. So it'll be interesting to follow, and certainly we'll do that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think ultimately it's best for both sides this finally got done with, because there's now, you know, I mean, we'll talk about Tommy here and there moving forward throughout the summer, don't get me wrong, but I think there was a lot of focus on you know, Stevens and where he was going to go and all this stuff, and not necessarily as much of a conversation about where, you know, Sean Clifford is and Penn State quarterback's room and all that. And there's a lot of people, we've got a lot of feedback, or at least I have, from people that want us to focus on Clifford and write about, you know, the guys on Penn State's current roster and not about Tommy, or talk about Tommy here and all that kind of stuff. And I get, or talk about Sean here and not Tommy. I get all that stuff. Truly, I do. But at the same time, you know, this is sort of the biggest news surrounding the Penn State football program right now. It's quiet at this point in time, and there's not a whole heck of a lot going on. So to me, I just think that Penn State, you know, this is good news for Penn State that it's done and over with. I don't think that there's any real hard feelings on either side, and then it's all said and done now.
So I think one of the things that's interesting as you get in this situation, so you have, and I was just listening to the pronunciation of the quarterback's first name.
That's nice. I was wondering what you were doing.
I was up to something over here. Keaton Thompson. Mississippi State has the little audio that you can listen to the kid's name. I wish
nicely done.
I wish 247 and those guys would have that for recruits.
Yeah, but, about it.
So now you have a kid, and it's just transferring the hard feelings down the line. Like the crap rolls downhill, so to speak. So Tommy right. Stevens, late in the game, moves to Mississippi State. Keaton Thompson, who is I believe a redshirt sophomore, maybe a true junior, probably presumed that he would be the guy. It was maybe his time to get his chance. And now Tommy Stevens comes in. Can you come back from Thompson then? And this is, I guess, as we're starting to see more freedom of movement, we don't yet know, like, the quarterback situation already was impacted by transfers.
Right.
It's going to be doubly so now. You look at the Justin Fields situation and Tate Martell, who's now saying that Ohio State told him he should transfer. It is just going to be even messier than it was before. And who knows? Maybe Keaton Thompson's going to be a program guy, and he's going to stick around even if he doesn't win the job outright. But, you know, there's a good chance that he then moves on. We're really going to have a game of musical chairs here, and it's going to be hard sitting here today to forecast exactly what that's going to mean moving forward.
Yeah, no question. I mean, I think that this is sort of the messy – I think everyone is – in some way, shape, or form, okay with having transfers and guys moving on and not having to sit out and free movement and all that stuff. But it's going to change the way college football does its business. It just is. You're going to take as many guys as you possibly can, just assuming you're going to lose some to the transfer portal each recruiting class. You're going to have tough conversations with guys about moving on potentially because, you know, they're not at the point where you maybe thought they would be, or they're not doing what, you know, you thought they would. So, I mean, it's just going to change a lot about the way college football does its business. And that's a positive and a negative, I guess, but it is what it is. And so teams and coaches and players and fans are all going to have to just get used to, you know, the fact that, that guys are going to move on and just kind of, you're going to have to live with it because it's not going to stop anytime soon. It's probably actually only going to get worse.
We mentioned last week that there's going to be a special announcement for GoPSURV.com, a special deal for the start of the 2019 season. And we have that announcement for you now. We built it up enough, I think, for both the home opener against Idaho and the second game of the year against Buffalo. You buy one RV, you get a second one free for the same game. So really, it's double the friends. You can scatter the cost among more people. It's a bigger party, essentially, a buy one, get one free, which is an awesome deal. You can be camped out right next to each other for the whole weekend tailgating. Invite more friends, more family. You get twice the fun. And everybody involved, whether they're the freeloaders who got the free one or whether it's you who bought the first one, everybody gets a 4-9 tailgate club meal at the GoPSURV.com lot. The deal is good through the end of June, so you have some time yet. It's especially good leading up to Father's Day. Makes a great present, a trip for dad and all kinds of family members to go up there. Go to GoPSURV.com or you can reach out to Mark directly, 1-800-519-8467 for this great deal. Once again, 1-800-519-8467 or GoPSURV.com. So circling back, I thought it was interesting, Greg, what you said about focus on Sean. My concern, I guess, is there's a fine line because you can go overboard on too much Sean Clifford conversation. And that's something I've been sensitive about too, because, you know, especially as you have these things came up, and I'm sure we'll talk about them in the next segment, but, you know, him being ranked in the Big Ten or him being, you know, an X factor by 24/7 sports and all. And the reality is, you know, he is a real X factor, and he is a guy who is going to impact Penn State's season maybe more so than any one individual on the entire roster. So right. I think, you know, we're going to be talking plenty about Sean Clifford, but Tommy Stevens opted to leave in pretty abrupt fashion. We just found out his transfer destination. It's not what exactly we thought it might be in terms of him being guaranteed anything. So that's why the conversation goes on with Tommy Stevens. And a lot of people are still going to root for him. I want to see him start. I want to see what he paid his dues. I want to see him get what he was looking for.
Yeah, I mean, I do too. I think it's going to be fascinating to follow his journey. And I know that we follow Joe Moorhead closely. And I guess there's a lot of Penn State fans and observers like us who are now going to be really watching Mississippi State closely this year.
All right, we're moving on. We got some more news from the weekend. We mentioned Sean Clifford, talk about his ranking in the Big Ten and some recruiting updates as well. Stick around.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSURV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today. Hey, Dustin Hockensmith here from the Keystone Sports Network. I wanted to share my own firsthand experience using 409 tailgate sauce. It's a product you hear about often on the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is not an advertisement. It is a fact. 409 tailgate sauce is different from every barbecue sauce I have ever bought. It's not that thick, syrupy, artificial stuff you'll find on grocery store shelves. It's lighter, it's more versatile, and it's good on just about everything. I'd recommend going to 409tailgateclub.com right now. See what I mean, experience that difference, and tailgate with honor.